tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hey, girl.
Ooh. It's okay. We started with this. Oh my gosh. How did that make you feel, ladies?
I'm back in the 90s, all right? With the Backstreet Boys.
What's going on, y'all? Thank you for tuning in to the Crazy Ex-Girlfriend After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. It's your boy, Nino. You can find me at Nino Lanera on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. We have a special show today, guys. We have somebody from the cast on the panel today. But before I introduce him, let me introduce my awesome co-host. We have right next to me, Miss Relationship Advice, Trinae Todd.
Yeah, I got your advice at the end. But yeah, you can reach me on Twitter and Instagram at your girl Trinae.
And relationship advice. Now I'm going to be taking some advice from you. I didn't know that. Hey guys, what's up? It's your girl Kanika Lal. Follow me on Twitter at Kanika Lal. Instagram at You Can Have It Lal.
There you go. And you guys, all the way from West Covina, but not really. That killer smile that gets Rebecca on her knees. Oh, did I say that? I did say that.
Yeah.
It's Mr. Josh Chan, a.k.a. No, Mr. Vince Rodriguez III.
Yeah. Hey, guys. Vince Rodriguez III at, I don't know, V Rodriguez III on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. That's the first time I ever heard. I've ever said that.
Right. Say that.
You guys are really good at it. I was like, oh, I gotta get ready now.
I really meant to say weak in her knees, but the knees came up and
it's okay.
Let's just move on.
At some point, it's the word crazy is in the title. And it's there for
We love this show. You don't even understand. Oh, so thank you for coming on. We appreciate it, man.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
We're going to get into all the juicy details. Mm-hmm.
Trinae always has the best relationship advice for Rebecca. So let's see how it goes today.
Okay.
We all have our little individual things we like about the show.
Let's hear it.
Well, let's get into it because who wants to waste a rotisserie chicken? I'm a little mad at that.
I don't.
A whole chicken.
I mean, think about it. I waste a rotisserie chicken. The man of my dreams shows up to my door to fix it.
Yeah.
Right. But you get white Josh instead, who you're not attracted to, who's pretty ripped.
She didn't know.
But she does not care.
No, she don't care. I was first. I'm the Josh. So you're when we met this other Josh, then he became white Josh because I'm still Josh.
I love it.
We must differentiate the Joshes.
I love it. What do you guys
are such bros.
Super bros.
I can't even get over it. How do you live with that? I mean, being a bro on the show.
It's pretty fun, actually.
Isn't it?
Yeah, David Hull and I have a great time as these characters. We had a scene today in episode 108. I'm losing track now. Or was it 109? I don't even remember. But it's so much fun, especially when all of us are in the same episode.
Right.
Particularly the dudes, like Greg, White Josh, Hector, and me. We get into some trouble. It's pretty fun.
You always seem like you guys get into trouble. I would love to see a backstory between you guys from high school.
I know.
I'm waiting for it too. It's coming.
No,
it's coming.
It's coming. Oh
it's
my coming. God. So what did you guys think about this so far as the episode rolled through?
I actually was like, she did great by having the chicken down the garbage disposal. Have him come. Way to do it. And she did it on Weekend Tuesday, which I wish every job had.
Yeah, what Weekend Tuesday?
What is that? Like, oh my gosh.
I think Josh thought the same exact thing, which is why when she explained it, he went, well, I don't get that. She was like, yeah, don't blame you.
It's like another version of what Tipsy Tuesday. You know how like you go out on Tuesday nights back in the day.
But they're like at work.
But it's at work.
Lazy Sunday. But it's festive, and I like that.
It's quite festive.
Yeah, I know.
We should have a day like that here, like Crazy Ex-Girlfriend days. I don't know if we want that though.
That would be pretty cool.
Every day is Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
Every day.
And then we find out Josh's pet name for Rebecca, which is Bex.
Bex.
I know, that's actually kind of cute.
Got a pet name now, so I feel like she's she's winning.
Right. I started writing that in my notes. I was like, stop writing Rebecca. And I started putting Bex as the episode went along.
Absolutely.
But in the episode, we see that Rebecca is going to throw a party because Paula puts this great idea into her head about, we just got to get you out there. We're going to get Josh in there, has a little plan, and they deviate a plan. But Rebecca has a backstory to why she doesn't like parties, y'all.
Yeah.
So sad.
That just got so much deeper into her past. Like, I love how we see Paula's past and Rebecca's past in this show. And Rebecca's past, like, obviously it makes sense why she's the way she is. One of the reasons it's because of her parents.
Yeah.
You know? And that was just so devastating.
It was super sad, right?
Yeah. So embarrassing.
Probably the most serious scene, I would say, in the whole show when she, like, had that moment between her and her father, right?
Right.
It was intense when I was on set that day. Right. And they walked in, and I was just like, oh,
oh
damn.
My God.
Right, because you were in that scene later on.
Yeah.
And you had to play.
Surprise, surprise.
Yeah. How was that, having to switch? How did they do that?
You know what? What's interesting is that that scene was the only thing I did that day when I went in for the dad. So I literally got to set. I met the dad, and I watched him come out of the room storming out. And she's like, don't you dare, don't you dare. He went up to young Rebecca, said, I got to get out of here. Did that scene, slammed the door. And he said, great, Vincent, come back. And then the guy playing the dad took his jacket off. I put it on, and I did exactly what he did. Mm. And we did that like 3 or 4 times, and I was done. Just to get it so it looked exactly the same. But it was a pretty heartbreaking moment. I mean,
But I love how you guys get into that. You dive into something super heartbreaking, and then something just funny comes up, you know, to kind of like give that comedic relief. Because I was in my feelings. I was like, oh my God, here we go. Like, oh, that's so sad that she kind of like lost her dad like that. And, you know.
At a party.
Yeah,
one of the most genius things you guys do is contrast light and dark in this whole series.
It's a dark musical comedy. Rachel always talks about how there's a lot of there is a dark past to her.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think all of us do, but I think Rachel does a great job of kind of owning it and then taking it and putting it in the show and kind of showing it to everyone else. And I think it gives people like a little bit of a relief. Like, you know, whatever dark stuff you had in your past or whatever, you know, embarrassing moment you had, like, it's all good. Other people have had it too. And then she writes it in a way so that you can, like, laugh at it and feel better about it.
Yeah, right. Totally.
And Paula has a pretty, still to this day, a pretty not so nice life.
Yeah.
At home. You know what I mean? Which is why I think she's all up in our girl Rebecca's business, because she wants to kind of escape from that.
To break away.
I mean, they have each other to help, too.
Right.
You know, which is a good thing.
I think Paul always wanted a daughter.
Yeah.
Well, she
got two crazy sons.
With her two crazy sons, I know. Oh, my gosh.
Which we really find out.
I mean, one's like sharpening a knife at the kitchen table. Like,
what did I tell you about the katana,
like,
not on the table? And I was like, why does he even have that? Like,
I didn't think it was going to be that big of a katana.
Yeah. Was
I was like, why is that, like, really... What?
Crazy.
That was shank someone with that one.
But through it all, she's a positive Polly because we see that she gets into her fairy godmother role.
Oh my God, that song.
She breaks into her
Face Your Fears
song.
I love
Face Your Fears.
Her voice is amazing.
Belt your face off.
And she
like, drop out of school.
Stare at the sun.
Stare at the sun.
Swim. Don't. What was it? Don't wait 30 minutes after you swim.
Right.
Like all these like little.
Don't wait 30 minutes.
Yeah. I was like, great advice.
Reach for the stars.
Run with scissors.
Literally
with
touch the stars.
And all these fire comes out.
Stars aren't that hot.
I love it. And don't forget, guys, you can get these songs on iTunes.
iTunes. That's so exciting.
Your iTunes debut happened.
It did. It happened, and I freaked out.
Right?
Oh,
I went too.
It was like, what? That's my name? Why is my name there? I'm buying it.
Yeah.
Thumbprint and password.
I love it. I love it. Okay, so the choir happened. The party is on. We talk about Weekend Tuesday's real thing. Housewarming flyer, y'all.
It's on fire.
It's on fire.
I think she drew it too.
She
did a pretty good job.
And she probably went to the copier down at CVS to copy it and give it out to everybody. Like in real life, I'm like, wow, would somebody really do this in real life? Just like, come to my housewarming.
I know
people that impress somebody.
I mean, you know, bake sales. Like it's very bake sale, church bake sale ish.
Right.
Like, do I ever make a flyer?
I'm surprised they didn't use social media, though, because, like, earlier in the episodes, they would use social media as part of, like, you know, texting and emoticons.
Right, right.
But this time, they use, like, an old-fashioned way of advertising, yeah, which is interesting.
Well, I mean, but I think it's
maybe
the
idea. Maybe to show because she actually doesn't have any friends, or...
Well, but that's the thing, though. Isn't it interesting how she freaks out, and she hasn't thrown a party since she was a kid, so yeah. I think in her head, she goes back to...
That's how you did it back then.
That's how you right. did it back
yeah,
then.
Yeah, it's parallel.
But I think there's a lot of moments in the show where you go, why are you doing that, Rebecca? And it's really totally. She just goes back
right.
to yeah. the past.
I yeah. do that all the time. Like, why, Rebecca? Why?
I know.
Did you
why,
really no. have to do that? Right.
What are you doing?
But those awkward moments are the greatest. So we think we yeah. talked about it here in AfterBuzz with some of the people not on the panel, and they're mm-hmm. like, "There's awkward moments, but I could still watch it because I just want to know what's going to happen." Because there's sometimes just awkward TV where you just have to turn the channel and come back like a minute later because you don't want to see what happens. Yeah. Like, yeah. here, it's to, right to the point, but I still want to find out
yeah.
what happens.
Yeah, it's like, oh, good thing there's a commercial break.
And you get to breathe a little bit.
Yeah.
But that brings it to the second song.
I have friends.
I love that.
I love it.
I have friends. I definitely have friends.
Right. What about, what's going on with a clerk with a half of the
oh
eyelid?
My God,
grocery
know.
Clerk yes. with half an eyelid. When we did that at the table read, I think we all pretty much died. Because all the writers were singing along, and it was,
Oh, my God, can you imagine?
Wait.
Like, I can feel it. Where's the cheer? Where are the cheerleaders?
I'm sure those table reads are a party. They are probably right. already are, but with musical element to it.
Seriously, the table reads at Crazy Ex-Girlfriend get loud. Like, if you were outside the room, it's just, we just,
I know.
I'm crying, Donna Lynn Champlin singing Face Your Fears, and I'm just like... just getting into it, and then, like, of course, Rachel Bloom, who writes all the songs,
amazing.
She's getting into it, and you're just dumbfounded. You're like, "Wait, you wrote that?" And wow. then now you're going to do it in the show, and like, it's crazy.
Wow.
It's amazing.
When she first wrote the song for you, and you read it, what were your thoughts?
I remember getting the demo and went, "What? I get to sing that song?" It was a lot of things because I was a huge NSYNC fan. When I was growing up, and then when I was in acting conservatory, there was no hip hop class,
uh-huh.
and I knew I wanted to learn how to do that. And so the closest thing I had was NSYNC concerts, like Amazon or whatever, you know,
right.
wherever you buy your media then. And like just watched like the Pop Odyssey tour, the No Strings Attached tour, and I basically know the choreography to like three or four NSYNC songs.
And Michael Jackson, too.
Yeah. You were
younger.
Yeah.
Some Smooth Criminal, a little bit in there.
This has been like a dream come true for you to do this like scene. Because I've read that obviously you love Justin Timberlake kind of like
oh,
growing
yeah.
up.
Well,
and the
great.
Fact that you could paint four different characters
that
in the boy
nuts.
Band scene. You
that
know?
Was fun. Well, when we were choreographing it, Catherine Burns is our choreographer. She choreographs for like Keen Peele. And she
oh.
was she choreographed for the Wet Hot American Summer and Netflix.
I watched that actually, yeah.
So good. I binge watched that, and as soon as I found that out about her, I totally geeked out.
Oh.
But she choreographed that number, and then we like tweaked it a little bit because I wanted, I don't know, she was like, it has to be comfortable for you, and I was trying to get in the pocket and really make it feel like that time period and that era. And then once we did it, we were working with four other dancers, so they learned the same choreography too, but they were assigned each of the characters. So I was regular Josh, and
uh-huh.
then someone was assigned B-boy, like sensitive Josh and like bad boy Josh, and then there's like, we called him B-boy Josh, but he was really like goofball Josh.
Yeah.
And then as they would learn the choreography, they would take on the characteristics and then I would learn them. So by the time we got to filming it, it was literally like, okay, Vince, you're regular Josh, and then I had three other Joshes around me. We did it, and they said, we did three times with each Josh, and then before I did the next Josh, I would do like a little rehearsal and stand behind them and copy all of their isms for each of the role characters. So we did three or four different takes with each Josh, and then 6 hours later we were done. And it was basically like, oh, I'm back doing musical theater, and I understand six people, and I have to know everything they sing and dance and stand. And so it was definitely a throwback to my
wow.
theater days.
I love That's it.
Awesome.
I love it. That video was great. That whole part was great. But back to the party invites when Miss Rebecca comes in with a boob check
to
try to go,
oh, yeah.
yeah, to try to invite
Checks
Greg.
Out a rack.
And that little kid's just like, well, I don't know what's going on. I'm just looking.
I know,
I'm
seriously.
Just looking.
Right by the gumball machine, I think.
Right.
He found something better.
He found something really better. Bigger gumballs. But yeah, and then Greg says no. He's like, nah, I don't want to go to the party. I think I'm over you now. Kind of, right? And I was like, you're not over her. You are not done with
totally
her.
Not.
Then she does what we all do when we want people to come to our parties. Mm-hmm. We call them one of our best friends in the whole world because we just all know we've done it. We really want people to come to a party. We're like, you should totally come. You know, we need to hang out.
We need
like,
to catch up. We need to catch up.
And we need to face those fears.
Right.
Because we've all thrown parties.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I remember in my college days, we used to throw parties. Oh, and
yeah. I remember inviting people I hardly knew, but I wanted more people at the party.
Right.
I'm not
admitting
that.
Cool.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want a 12-year-old Rebecca party.
But yes. I've never...
Party of three.
Yeah.
But I've never had to, like, go through Rebecca's going through and invite your crush.
Yes.
So.
And she did go to you. She was like, you know what? I got this. I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
Let's
go. Confident.
And
I liked
it. She went for you. And you said yes. And you made her happy.
Yeah. I think that was the operativeness of it. But it was like also like, hey, bring your friends. And, like, they're out of town. It's like, ooh.
They're in my head. I'm from the South Bay, Redondo Beach. So
what?
I was like, oh, surf competition.
Do they have surf competitions out there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, Redondo Beach, Manhattan Beach, Hermosa Beach is a big beach area.
Nice.
Yeah, it's not Huntington Beach, but it's still beautiful. And then, Paula, they're going to get ready for the party. Paula brings all these things to set up for the party. Random decorations here and there.
Yeah. What was...
Like, hearts and Halloween stuff.
Baby.
She was just excited.
Yeah,
baby, she keeps all those in her attic. And she was like, I'm going to whip all these.
Yeah, right. Why not?
But she had to bail really quick because her ADHD son, has all these other... the behavioral diseases you could think about, he has got caught up in school.
Stealing the teacher's copy of the test. Yeah. Something we've all wanted to do in our lifetime.
You told me to face my fear.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
I did it.
He was listening to his mom.
Yeah, come on.
Right.
Can't blame the son.
Have you guys done anything crazy like that where your mom or mom or dad had to come to your school and you have to be like, I am so sorry?
I mean, if I did, I blacked it out because I was
I know, seriously.
Terrified.
I had a time when my mom came to my school, but it was to help defend me.
Okay.
Oh, snap.
We were going out on vacation. I'm going to say this because I totally remember this. We were going out on vacation, and what's it called? My mom was asking everyone if I can get some homework in advance. All teachers said yes, blah, blah, blah. He's a good student. Go ahead. This one teacher said no. My mom called, and the teacher hung up on her. And then the teacher kind of just yelled at me in class in front of everybody. And I remember, like, texting back then, which is, like, 10 cents still because they didn't have unlimited texting. And then my mom was like, I'm coming up there. I'm like, oh, my God, what did I do? Yeah, embarrassing. I had that embarrassing mom moment.
Wow.
But she did it for me. So I love you, Mom.
Mom, shout out.
Yeah. I know you're watching right now. Yeah. But Rebecca pulls it together.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? She pulls it together.
She's my turn neighbor.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Who wants to observe her.
Yes. Yes.
Which I was wondering who she was because I saw her in the intro cartoon.
Yeah.
And she finally shows up.
She's the neighbor.
Yeah.
Yeah, Heather.
Yeah, she's
played
a little,
by Vella Lavelle.
I'm a little nervous and scared from her. I don't know about y'all, but...
So there's going to be a storyline about her that's going to be expanding throughout?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really? I actually liked her. I thought
Heather,
she was
cool.
Yeah, Heather, the neighbor who's also, like, the coolest person, right?
The
Rebecca's
coolest
ever
person.
Met.
Yeah.
I mean, she's taking a psych class. So
at the JC.
So it'd be interesting. Maybe she's going to, like, explore Rebecca's mind and the way she
works. Abnormal psych class. And you saw the picture she was taking of the fail party.
Yeah, that too.
Is this for your research or is this just for
it's
pure
just for,
enjoyment?
Yeah.
Embarrassing.
I'm pretty sure with the photo she was taking, she caught Rebecca in the party failing, and then she caught the party being awesome, and then caught her with the, was it the keg?
She
did a keg stand. That was,
thanks to you.
That was fun.
What about Daryl?
I was like, engage your core.
Oh my God.
Hold. And I think there was a scene where... because it's loud at the party, but I'll say it, I'll show it right now since it aired. But there's a moment where we cut back to her and she's like about to throw up, I don't know what to do. And this was completely improvised. We got out of the keg stand and then Rebecca started to like, and I was like, oh, can you get the. I'm sending a girl, like, you know, who's our stunt coordinator actually. Go get something. And she was like, I swallowed it! And then all of us are going, what?
That whole thing was improvised.
That section, I believe it was. I don't remember if it was
scripted. That's cool.
I think about 40% of what we improvise on the show...
Gets put on?
Gets put on.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
It's funny.
Yeah. It's... Yeah. crazy because now it's like, oh gosh, what can I come up with?
I know, right? There's more pressure now. But at least the writers and the producers are allowing that, you know, to happen. It's not like just sticking with the script.
Well, it's really helpful because Rachel is head writer and executive producer. So she's on set with us, like keeping it fresh.
Yeah.
And then we have an amazing team, like watching from the Video Village and seeing the energy of the scenes and where it could go and giving us options.
Right.
It's basically a playground.
I love it. And we saw, so before we get into the awesome part of the party, we saw it was a bust. Even Miss Hernandez couldn't make it because she was doing parkour.
Like you do.
Well, you know, like exactly like you do on a whatever Friday night. Yeah, go ahead.
The pizza guy stayed.
The pizza guy didn't stay. And Mr. Whitefeather, as the party went rolling and everything was good, I heard you say he went. What did he do?
Oh, he tried some meth.
He did. Yeah. On accident, right?
On accident.
A menthol cigarette. A menthol cigarette.
You guys really put that in there. I was dying.
I know. Seriously.
They went there.
I think what did he do? He dug a hole in the backyard.
He kept digging
digging for 30 minutes.
But the party took way off when you did the selfies.
Yeah. She wanted a party, and I was like, anyone can do that. Is that really? Like, I think, because Josh has thrown a bunch of parties.
Right.
He's done parties forever. He did it in probably high school. He did it throughout, you know, what college he went to. And, you know, it's like, but he doesn't know that Rebecca didn't go through that. They've been separated, you know, they haven't been in touch for so long.
Right.
So it's just like, is this what you want? Bam, easy.
And we do this.
Like we do. But really, it was like, you know, a combination of like the tweet and
Paula.
Random gamblers.
Paula was like, hey, are you guys gamblers? Do you like alcohol? Let's go. Paula's so clutch. She comes to the rescue all the time.
In her sheep jacket.
In her sheep jacket,
Little Bo
Peep.
I thought
that was so cute. Yeah, Little Bo Peep.
What's she wearing?
Your guys' prediction, the predictions of West Covina fashion is just...
Well,
it's a little on point, I'm not going to lie.
I don't know too many paralegals who are sporting the sheep coat, but Paula's definitely, you know, she reads, like, all the magazines and tries to stay current.
Just like her hat in the other episode.
Just like, which is like a tattoo.
Right, but on your
head. On your head.
Crazy, I loved it. But you guys got the party going, and it was bumping, it was cool, and Greg shows up.
Because nobody
after
at
being
the bar.
A loner at the bar, he does definitely show up. Because
you guys just took away all his customers.
Hashtag sorry, not sorry.
Were you guys surprised when Greg showed up, or you were waiting for that to happen?
I actually didn't think he would show up. I thought he was just going to, like...
I didn't think so.
Yeah.
Either. I was like, he's going to show up. There's no
I'm
way
happy
he's not
he showed
show
up.
Yeah, me too.
I'm not.
No offense.
You're not.
Totally.
He's annoying.
You're not.
Really, I'm rooting for him.
I was happy to see Josh and Rebecca finally getting some alone time.
So she is Team Josh.
You're just because he's
And he complimented her a lot. He said she was fearless.
Yeah,
and
but
then,
he's with Valencia. Don't
but he's not
going to
be with her for long. So.
Yeah, that was really good.
Predictions.
Save for predictions.
Yeah, because you know what you did at the party?
Yeah.
You ignored her text, bro.
Yeah.
Ooh.
We saw some good soft sides to your personality in this episode. Like we got to really you opened up and you showed more. Like you know you weren't whipped
because I'm super confused. I don't know if Josh likes Rebecca, if Josh is annoyed by Rebecca, or he still cares because you come in and out like with your feelings with her. And I'm just like I'm confused. I don't know.
I think you just spoke as Josh. I think so. I think he is too.
I am.
I mean, it's been a long time. Think about that. Like, it's been a long time since he's seen Rebecca.
Yeah.
And he's been, and we talk about this a lot, the backstory. Ooh. I'll try to talk about it without giving too much away, but I think Josh has only been with Valencia.
It looks like that.
Aside from.
Minus that 2 month break.
That 2 month break.
Yeah.
So we're going to explore. You'll see. I think you'll explore. Like, what? Why?
No one else has this but us, guys. Yes. It's good to have a star on the panel. Yes.
I know.
But yeah, you stood up for yourself. I like that, and that gave Rebecca a little warm in her heart.
I also liked it. I also liked it when you were like, "Listen, Rebecca, you just got here. You shouldn't expect to have
many."
That was a nice moment, you know. Like you gave her encouragement. Like you're so fearless. Like I could imagine myself if I had a crush and I was so embarrassed in front of him.
Right.
I would want to hear that from him. But you know, like that spoke to me.
Absolutely. Well, that's the thing. That Josh is a nice guy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think he's. I mean, he's a bro and he's a dude and he has a really hot girlfriend, but I think he genuinely likes Rebecca and is genuinely happy that she's
here.
In West Covina.
She's
yeah.
And that's where Josh grew up. That's why he went back home, to be with his friends and his family and you'll see more of his friends and more of his family. To see Vex is like pretty awesome.
Yeah. Right. At first, I really didn't care for Josh, and this episode made me look at him differently. Totally. And because I was like, he's kind of playing Rebecca, but then in this episode, we see that he cheers her up, and he shows her that this can be a party of a lifetime, and it definitely was.
You're fitting in way more now.
Right.
Yeah. I think even Greg says that.
Greg does say that. I wanted to go to after after Paula gets an Uber ride called by her kid.
Right.
So shout out for being safe and not driving drunk and plugging in that Uber right there. But yeah, Greg's on the staircase. Last guy there.
Last guy there with what?
With
a bottle of whiskey.
And I was like, where is this going? Wait a minute.
Right. Oh, I thought they were going to go up the stairs.
Because she was just like, well, you know what you do, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, what are they going to do? And she was like, you could take it home. And I was like, oh, okay, yeah, bye-bye, Greg.
But that was a great moment, too, on the stairs. I was there right before that because I had to leave. So I would just, like, kind of watch on the monitor. And it's just it was neat to see Greg acknowledge Rebecca's feelings towards Josh and not make fun of it.
Right, exactly.
Because he, like, realizes for the first time, I finally get it.
Yeah.
Like, what your deal is. And she's like, I don't know what you're talking about.
And she still doesn't
know. Yeah, I'm sure you don't. You're just friends, quote unquote. Yeah.
Whatever, Greg. You drank too much. You don't know what you're talking about.
But Rebecca seems like she's never going to get it. Because as we see, as episodes go, we think at each end of the episode, she finally gets it. You're a little crazy and you moved out there for Josh. And then when the episode comes back again, it's like back to square one again. Just like in the beginning of the episode of this one where we're like, she still doesn't understand, like, You want to be more than friends with Josh. You really do.
She snips him.
It's tough to accept that.
I think so. Right. And especially we don't know too much more of her background with anxiety pills and everything that she's been doing.
Yeah, what are those pills?
Suicide attempts.
Depression, suicide attempts.
Yeah, people have asked about what those pills were she dumped. And which is interesting because they might resurface.
Ooh.
You might find out what they were.
More intel, guys.
But we love the sneak peeks.
Yes, next episode with Greg.
I know that looks
What about
nice.
That sneak peek?
Which one?
The next episode with Greg and
like
his...
that ballroom dance scene or something?
Yeah, Settle for
Professor's
Me.
Love.
Settle for Me. Yeah.
And you seemed okay with that. You're like, well,
I mean, I think that's the other thing I was going to say is that we're all going through something in the show. And I think that's what's really neat about these characters is you find out what each one is going through. Like, you didn't know that's how Josh felt about Rebecca until he was put in a position where he had to help her, which is what's interesting because that's what the beginning of the episode was.
Right.
The garbage disposal.
Right.
And he was there to help, but White Josh kind of helped instead.
Yeah.
So now it's like, oh, wait, you just want a party? Oh, well,
that's the right guy.
It's like, don't worry, you just moved here. What's the big deal? It's like, you'll gain more friends. It's all good.
One thing I did like also was the end of the episode, before her talking to her 12-year-old self. But her and Paula.
That was cute.
Her and Paula, and her helping Paula with a hearing for Tommy.
I'm glad she used her lawyer skills for that, too.
Harvard. She was like, just here you go, read
cute
this.
Cute cards,
read
this.
Yep.
And that principal was like, okay. Well,
snap.
You win.
You just...
Like, and you win.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, well, I'll see you on Monday then.
It's tough, because there's like those little injustices in life, and it's not
totally
fair.
Right.
And then Rebecca is this... I mean, I think she said it before in episode two, where she's like, there in the community to help the community, and her field is in real estate, so she helps Valencia, and she helps... Paula. Paula's her friend.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't she use her smarts and her book smarts for that?
She's too smart for her own good, by the way, because she figures everything out like this.
Totally.
Harvard and Yale.
She figures everything out.
Right. Oh, not everything.
Well, not herself.
Not everything. Not like dating.
That section of your brain.
Yeah,
that's not the hardest thing, though, to figure out yourself and to take your own advice after you try to give advice to people, right?
But that's something that's hard to believe. You keep saying, like, at the end of every episode, you think she learned something.
Yeah.
And the next episode starts, you're like, what?
Right.
You don't get it?
I'm like, Becca, I thought we were just going to move forward.
But she did face her fears. I feel like the theme of this episode was face your fears.
Yes. Yeah.
Everyone faced their fears.
Right.
I mean, we got to see Daryl open up more, and I thought it was great. So
I'm feeling relationship advice coming right now.
Yeah. In the girl world, when a guy is so nice to you, like Josh was nice to Rebecca, that kind of gives us girls some hope. So I think that, you know, now she's going to think that she has a chance, a better chance with Josh. Because in girl world, when a guy helps you with your party and, you know, he's showing you attention left and right, mm-hmm. it's all these things are going off in our head. And we're like, he's the one. We like him.
I
he's
love it.
Helping us.
I don't want to run on that parade for not at all. But if I were to also give some advice here, have low expectations at the same time. Mm-hmm. I think that's just the way to win in life. Like, if you have high expectations on somebody or what something's going to happen and doesn't, it's more depressing than if you thought, you know what, don't worry, it's not going to turn into anything. And imagine if it does and you had low, you know what I mean? So,
I guess
in girl world, we tend to really be so hung up on people, on situations. You overthink more than guys do. Mm-hmm. If we just, like, take a step back from that and, like, just stop, you know, delving so deep into things.
I think you guys don't know this, but guys delve in deep too.
Do you? Because I don't see that from guys a lot. Right. So please enlighten us.
We don't show it, obviously. Yeah. Like,
we don't show it. We deal with it.
I feel like you let go so much more easier, though, than girls do. That's the difference. Like, you can really...
I think it just catches up with us.
Yeah.
Like when you know, when Josh got that text, mm-hmm. he had to make a choice. And he had to, you know, deal with the consequences.
Ooh. Yeah.
And then for him to stand up for himself, that's a big deal. Yeah. And the fact that you guys are watching him do it, and he did it in front of Rebecca.
Right, he did.
And I think I would even venture to say it's because of Rebecca.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
I think Rebecca is kind of like a pebble that you drop in a West Covina pond, and then you see like what the ripples occur, and I think that's what's starting to happen as you see like Josh behave differently, and Greg and Paula and Carol.
Can we get an applause for this analogy?
Pebble in a pond.
Oh, we're talking all day.
Yes, I definitely think that was a great analogy.
Yeah. It's about to go down, and it's also my way of saying like, you know, these characters aren't done, and it's so cool to hear you guys talk about them because they're really interesting people, actually.
They are. They're very they're super complex.
Super. And guys, especially, like what you're saying, like we take a little time to unwind. And I think it does, like what I was saying before, it catches up to us. I think it definitely catches up to Josh and Craig. Jeez Louise.
Greg. I want to know more about Greg.
I know.
We all do.
But let's get into it then, because we're kind of predicting already, but I want to get into predictions since you like that when you watch the show.
And now, you're After Buzz TV predictions.
So I was talking to Vince before the show, and he was like, I like when you guys predict because I know what already happened. So I'm like, you're wrong, you're right, you're wrong. So,
oh gosh.
So apparently we get some things right sometimes, guys.
Really?
We do.
It's interesting to hear.
Why don't you start?
Okay. Oh.
I forgot what you said last
time. Get it.
So, listen, I honestly think, I said it last time, I think there's going to be a triangle that's going to happen. And it's going to be a choice between Rebecca to think Josh or Greg. Right now, she has no interest in Greg. But I think as the storyline goes and comes along, she's going to develop something. And then Josh is going to be like, no, I got to fight for this.
Yeah.
And something's going to happen, and then she's going to have to pick between two of them. I don't know how sad or whatnot it's going to be, but I just feel like that's going to happen. Just the way it's been going back and forth with Greg and her, but her heart is still set to you, obviously.
Right.
But I think Greg is slowly infiltrating, kind of, and we kind of see it in the next episode there that something's going to happen.
Totally.
Yeah, he sings a song called Settle For Me.
Yes.
What?
Right, talk about low self-esteem.
It's like everyone was thinking that, and now you have a song to sing along to in case you ever felt that way.
What about you, Trinae?
Well, I think that Josh and Valencia are going to definitely grow apart. Ooh. They've been together since high school, and they're bound to grow apart. And I feel like Rebecca and Josh are going to mesh a little bit more well. We're going to see Josh doing more for Rebecca. Mm. He's going to be going out of his way more for her than she has to. So.
Yeah, honestly, I'm piggybacking off of you guys. It always happens. But, like, I feel like when a boy starts to notice you, when you're trying to be chasing them the whole time, that's when you turn attention away from them. So I feel like that's what's going to happen with Josh. Like, he's going to really chase after Rebecca. Rebecca's going to maybe look the other way, either be after Greg Or in the end, she might be with nobody and just want to be with herself.
I'm totally looking at Vince's face to see if I can get
anything. I know, I'm not getting nothing.
And I'm like, but he's like,
you're such an idiot. You have no idea.
You have the best poker face right now because you're just like, yeah.
I'm trying so hard right now.
But I'm trying to, think of what could be more from Rebecca's past, like her anxiety.
Right. I want to know more about that too.
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
Well, our show is called Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, and Aline Brush McKenna and Rachel, they're so into the idea of crazy from a female's perspective, and they're feminists and they like are trying to really explore this because we're poking fun at it, but we're also coming at it from this is what people really deal with. This is real stuff. So what we're depicting isn't like
It's what Rachel went through too herself.
Yeah, she's gone through a lot, and we've shared a few stories. Yeah, she has. I've heard some of them. I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
And it just brings me back to like stupid things I did in the past, or times where I just felt alone or felt like the black sheep. I think we all have those stories.
Oh, definitely.
For sure.
That's why I think people like this, because it's totally relatable to some people, although they might not want to admit to some of the things that they've done.
Right.
But it's totally relatable and people like it. There's singing involved. It's just a happy show. Yeah. Like you said, the contrast between light and dark is really, really good with a show, and it just makes you want to see more. Basically.
I can't wait. Yes. And I also have another prediction about Valencia. Yeah.
Oh.
We're going to see Valencia ripping up pictures of Josh and her. She's going to start hulking out.
Maybe she's just going to get
she's
all
gonna throw some dishes. She's going to throw some dishes. She's going to... I just think that we're going to see Valencia just freak out.
Be careful, Vince.
She's going to freak out. Seriously.
Be careful. She's coming for you.
That was me as Josh looking at Valencia. Oh, God.
You know, I touched upon this when we first started, but I have to touch upon it again. It's the diversity in casting. It's awesome to see. You are Filipino, so am I, and it's just you don't see anybody in a main character role at all on prime time like this right now.
Yeah,
and with the casting that goes on with Filipinos rule, that's what our engineer said. And with the casting that's going on, and you said this when we were talking earlier, everyone's represented. It's nice to see that.
Yeah. I mean, when I was growing up, I grew up in Daly City, California, which is like I affectionately call it the West Covina of San Francisco. So, I mean, it wasn't San Francisco. It was just Daly City. That's all I knew. And my high school was dominantly just like ethnic and Asian and Indian and Latino and white was the minority. Mm-hmm. Like in my clique of friends, there was a white guy. That's weird. I didn't tell them that they just one uno. So it's just kind of interesting the parallels, because I definitely have parallels to Josh in my personal life, from like when I was growing up for sure. But it's really neat to see that, because for me it just feels like, oh, this is just how I grew up.
Right.
And to anyone who's from West Covina, because we've been getting a lot of tweets and messages from people West Covina saying, hey, it's awesome to see my city represented.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, we're really trying to make it honest. It is honest to that degree. But it's for me really cool to like represent my community and to kind of be this regular guy who happens to be a love interest of Rebecca Bunch on a show. And why not?
Yeah, it's amazing.
Do you think that networks and Hollywood itself are moving fast enough, though, to show the diversity? Or because it's just starting. We're just starting to get shows like Fresh Off the Boat, Empire, Blackish, showing an all-diverse cast. But at the same time, I feel like are they doing that just to show we're diverse? Yet if you have a regular show, you can only have one Indian. You can only have one Asian. Mm. Otherwise, two Indians or two Asians become too much. So in your opinion, and you're working in the industry, what's your take on the way it's progressing or not?
I think it is progressing, absolutely. I mean, I was in New York for a long time, and I think we're moving along. I mean, Fresh Off the Boat definitely has pushed the buttons, and I watched it and was like, oh man, this is painful.
Yeah.
Because that's
it was
all
our lives.
True.
It was our lives.
And part of me was like, ooh, do I like this? And I went, you know what? this is important so that America can see, you know, all the viewers can see, like, this is really what we deal with, the kind of stuff we deal with, the kind of segregation that we deal with. And it's totally real. So for our show, it's West Covina, small town. Everyone goes to the same Applebee's, as Rachel likes to say. And this is what my clique of friends looks like. Mm. Josh is Asian, Valencia's Latino, and Greg's Italian? I don't know. White Josh and Hector. It's like, that's really...
It's a melting pot.
Yeah. And that's honest to what's happening today.
Right.
And what's kind of neat is that Rachel and Aline were so adamant about making sure that that was depicted and acknowledging that, you know, they haven't seen a leading male love interest who was Asian. And they grew up with that. So I remember at my final callback, I said, Aline, why did you pick Josh Chang? It was Chang written initially, instead of Josh Smith. Mm-hmm. You know, and she said, well, I'm from Southern California, as is Rachel, and we grew up around the beach and saw bros and dudes drinking beers, hanging out, and amongst those guys were Asian guys, too. So it's like, well, we haven't seen that on television yet, so that's what we're doing. And then, of course, Rachel's like, and I had a crush on an Asian guy.
And, the story's kind of true, Rachel.
There was an Albertsons that I frequented because I knew he'd be working that day. So it's just like, oh, okay, so this is the real deal.
More of the inside story. Went through this.
Nice.
But, like, why not? And I think it's cool to be on a show that kind of is exploring that. And hopefully other shows will catch on and,
definitely take advantage. It's a groundbreaking type situation, and I hope to see more. And I just wish you guys the best of luck, definitely.
Yeah, oh,
and I want to say thank you so much for coming on, man.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
This was fun.
It was
so nice to have you on, man. But that's it, guys. That's all she wrote for this episode. But next week's going to be interesting.
Yeah, I can't wait.
So once again, guys, you are tuned into the after show for Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Subscribe to us on YouTube. Check out us on iTunes. Leave us comments. Let us know. We love interacting with you guys. And you guys have been doing so because you guys like the show. So keep on watching. Tweet, retweet. Hit us up. It's your boy, Nino. You can catch me at Nino Lanero on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
It's your girl, Trinae. You can catch me up on Twitter and Instagram at your girl, Trinae.
Follow me on Twitter at Kanika Lol and Instagram at You Can Have It Lol.
I'll be on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram at V Rodriguez III.
There we go, guys. All right, guys. We'll catch you guys next week.
Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.